Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow Spot!
Hello there, welcome to Wow Spot Kids Podcast. Today is August 11, 2021. This is Lisa Chang, talking from Calgary, Canada. Today, we're going to talk about Mozart's magic on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, his 12 variations for piano. What is your first experience on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? You may have heard it from your children singing, or from the kids' TV shows, or you may have heard it since you were very young, but you cannot pinpoint exactly where, and when, and how. That is the magic of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It has so ingrained in our culture and tradition. Like a traditional Christmas song, Silent Night, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is part of our life. As we're all passing by this world, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star will stay for generations to come. What magic did Mozart do to make the French nursery rhyme world famous today? I'm very curious and wish to explore more about it with you all. What do the variations sound like on the piano? Today, we're so excited to have our guest pianist Kim Im to talk about her experience on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Kim is a young and accomplished pianist, and she's also a very experienced piano teacher. Hi, Kim. So happy to have you join Wow Spot Kids today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk about some Mozart.
Yes, Kim has been my pianist friend for many, many years. Today we're so excited because she's going to actually show us a couple of variations from this Twinkle Twinkle Little Star Mozart's piece.
What is your earliest experience or memories about this tune, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Please tell us everything.
Well, I think it's like you said, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when you heard it, but when I do some thinking, I think the first time I must have heard it would have been learning the alphabet song. Did you know it has the same tune as Twinkle Twinkle?
Yes.
Yeah, I never really realized. And when I discovered that, it was, you know, groundbreaking. It's exactly the same. So
do you remember when you kind of found out it's actually a song?
Actually, embarrassingly late that I found out it was the same tune as Twinkle Twinkle. And probably as a teen or an adult.
Okay.
And my other memory is remembering that Peter, our piano teacher, would always tell me it's the interval of a perfect fifth.
Oh, really?
I remember that from when I was really little.
I love twinkle, that. Twinkle. So that is like do, do, so, so, yeah. And that is the interval of
perfect fifth. When you
perfect.
Get tested on exams or something.
Yes. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very interesting that Kim shared with us that her earliest experience is from learning ABC. So it goes like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quite interesting, like, because my background is different from Kim. I came from Taiwan. I grew up in a Chinese environment. So my first experience about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is a Chinese version of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Are the words the same? Or
the words is in Chinese. It's not exactly the same, but the idea is the same.
Oh,
so it's like this, yi shan yi shan liang jing jing. It's like that.
Oh, I see.
And then I think next, my encounter about this tune is probably when I started piano.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of those early pieces. Who doesn't love it? The sound is just so bright. Any child can sing it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I think that's wonderful. I'm also very curious about how Mozart made the magic to make this tune so famous by writing 12 variations. Will you be able to share with us a couple of the variations? Like today we have piano with us, and just show us a couple of the variations.
Yeah, a lot of them are very interesting. It starts out with the bare theme, and many of the variations are more classical with some Alberti bass or running scales that dance around the main theme, but Variation 8 or Variation 11.
Variation 8 has a polyphonic texture with melodies being passed through different voices and an interesting chromatic section. Variation 11 is like a signature slow movement of Mozart, comparable to a lot of his sonatas. It has more of a romantic sound. You'll often hear it with a bit of pedal. It's slower and very pretty.
Variation 8 is the only minor one. I think those are really special to come from Mozart. He doesn't compose very much in the minor keys.
Okay, I think that was wonderful comment or intro for us to listen to. Like she mentioned a few music terms like polyphonic, harmonic movement, and about minor keys is so special about Mozart.
Yeah.
Because I think we all have an impression about Mozart being very passionate about life and positive. So his minor tune sounds very special, right?
Mm-hmm.
In his work. I think that's great. So now let's listen to Kim's playing.
12 Variations on A Vous de Raison Maman by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, KV-265. What you're going to listen to is Variation 8, then Variation 11, performed by pianist Kim Im. I think everybody enjoyed that. I think maybe I will be showing you a couple as well as a host. I'm also a pianist and I love Mozart. So I think I will be playing the beginning theme and Variation 1. Variation 1, I think, is just a kind of like starting variation from the theme. So Mozart really is playing with the theme and trying to come up with some creative ideas around it. The opening theme is the original Twinkle Twinkle Little Star melody, and the Variation 1 will be the very first magic Mozart did. One can almost sing the opening theme with the Variation 1. It can be easily observed that the 16 notes run on the right-hand side kind of creates a sparkling effect by which we can visualize the stars flashing like many little eyes in the sky. 12 Variations on A Vous de Raison Maman by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, KV-265. What we're going to listen to is the opening theme and Variation 1 performed by pianist Lisa Chang. Thank you.
Okay, now I have another question for Kim. What is your thoughts about this piano piece? And what is the difficulty level of this piece? And what is your experience in teaching this piece to your students? And what do you think are the benefits for learning this piece for young children?
Well, the difficulty of this piece is kind of hard to say. A lot of Mozart seems very accessible. It's not overly difficult to read, but it's very tricky to play with the right sound. Just like there's a signature Chopin sound with a singing melody, or you know, Beethoven with insistent chords, Mozart has a really unique and refined sound as well. Mm-hmm. So in a way you could say it's very easy, but musically I think Mozart can be very difficult. And after studying some Mozart, it's like a good workout for your brain and your ears to end all your phrases, to shape all little repeated notes or follow the articulation. Mm-hmm. But in teaching easier versions to younger students, I think that's much easier because kids love to play music that they know. It kind of helps them to explore being more musical, and they learn much faster when they know how it sounds. So while it's important to read, it's really enjoyable to them and beneficial to play something that they know once in a while too.
Absolutely. I totally agree with Kim. I mean, based on my own experience, I learned Twinkle Twinkle Little Star very quickly for piano because I already knew this song. So for kids, it's just very natural and they get excited. Oh, I know that song, so I want to learn it. Excellent point. And Kim also brought up some very insightful thoughts about what's so unique about Mozart, about like signature sound like we want to learn, and a very refined sound. I think maybe in the future episode, we'll explore a little bit more about that. I think those are very, very interesting. Okay, I think that's wonderful. Thank you, Kim, so much for being with us today. I hope this episode has intrigued you to know more about Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Let's not stop here. I think in future, we still want to talk more about these variations. The best thing is that Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is very friendly. It is so accessible. Regardless of your playing levels, all can enjoy playing it. There's really no age limit.
I think it's fair to say it's universal, versatile, and magical.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for coming
today. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Starry night, the moon is bright. We'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot.